Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. It's a pleasure to be on Conducting Conversations tonight with the star of St. Patrick's Day for the last almost 20 years that we've been on the air. Eddie Dillon is with me. Welcome back, Eddie.
Well, I'm honored to be here once again, Mike. Thank you, and happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody.
Eddie has been on the show the longest of any of the guests ever on Conducting Conversations, and the most consistent every year. We haven't missed one.
Well, it's, you know, it's that national holiday in Ireland, and it just brings us together, Mike.
There you go. Eddie is a singer, songwriter, entertainer, and good guy. Those three things are on your title, right?
It's on my card.
On your card, yeah. All right. Like Wire Paladin. See, that's going to be something for only old people to
exactly.
remember.
Yeah.
But at any rate, Eddie is of Irish descent, obviously. And for those of you that don't know about Eddie, I'm going to ask him for a 1 or 2 minute bio, just so some people that maybe missed the other shows will be caught up to date with kind of your heritage. Where did it all start out?
Well, I was born a poor shirt. No, let's go from there. How about I grew up in Braintree.
There you go,
and
Massachusetts.
Growing up in Braintree, my grandparents would come over every weekend, or it seemed like every weekend when you're a little boy, and bring my aunts, my uncles, my cousins came along, and they'd do one of two things on a Saturday night, Mike. They'd either be singing or fighting. So it started off because my grandparents were all from Ireland. They're from Galway in a place in Kildare called Rathangan. And so I grew up listening to Irish music and tales of the old country. Then in college, I started playing some Irish bars. And then I made a living of it, playing with a band called the Shenanigans. And then in the 1990s, I toured with Aoife Clancy. And then because of my connection with Aoife, I had, of course, met the Clancy brothers many times, played with them many times. But in the mid-1990s, I started touring with Bobby, Patty, and Finbar Clancy. And I was the only American to have toured with the Clancy brothers.
There you go. All right. Clancy brothers of Ed Sullivan fame and Carnegie Hall fame and lots of places in between.
Absolutely.
Many, many recordings.
Absolutely. 50 albums to their credit.
50.
50.
50.
50 for all the majors. RCA,
wow.
Columbia, all of them. In fact, Patty Clancy in the 1950s founded Tradition Records, which was later sold to Vanguard. But he brought in a lot of young musicians and really founded a dynasty with that label.
Wow, that's amazing. And in your tour, I'm sure there were lots and lots of stories, but we're going to try to get to some music to get the mood set and go to one of your albums called Barber's Lament, and this is about, what, 20 years old or so?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Somewhere in that range.
Yep, it's my instrumental CD.
And everything on here is pretty much either your own arrangement or your own creation, right?
Oh, yeah. The only song I didn't write on it is Danny Boy. I think someone wrote that about 400 years ago.
Well, but we're not sure who, so you can take credit. All right, let's listen to the title track called Barber's Lament.
Thank you.
Eddie, at the beginning of the show, you mentioned touring with Aoife Clancy, the daughter of Bobby, correct?
Correct.
And we're going to listen to some of her music now that you've been very involved with over the years and continue to be.
I do. In fact, Aoife and I are going to be performing this summer at the New Bedford Whaling Museum on August 2nd. And we're doing a concert. We did it last year. It was sold out, and it was a fabulous night.
That's a Friday night.
Friday night, yeah. August 2nd, yeah, at the New Bedford Whaling. Cool. And, but Aoife and I go back, gosh, 30-something years of... We worked as a duo together. Then she's recorded three of my songs. She went on to tour with Cherish the Ladies, who are one of the premier Irish-American bands. They tour worldwide and was with them for, I think it was like 8 years. And then has been on her own. She currently still does a few shows with me, but she performs with Bill Elliott, her dear friend, and they're playing all over the Northeast. So this next song is a song off of her second album. The album is Soldiers and Dreams, and it's the first cut.
What makes you go away, fighting for strangers, when you could be safe at home, free from all dangers? A recruiting sergeant came my way to an inn nearby at the break of day. He said, young Johnny, you're a fine young man. Do you want to march along behind a military band with a scarlet coat, a big cocked hat, and a musket over your shoulder? A shilling he took and he kissed the book, saying, Johnny, what'll happen to you? The recruiting sergeant marched away from the inn nearby at the break of day. Johnny went to with half a ring. He was off to be a soldier. He'd be fighting for the king in a far-off war, a far-off land, to face a foreign soldier. But how will he fare when there's lead in the air? Poor Johnny, what'll happen to you? What makes you go away, fighting for strangers, when you could be safe at home, free from all dangers? Sunshine high on a barren land as a thin red line took the military stand. Swing shot, chain shot, grape shot too, swords and bayonets thrusting through. Poor Johnny fell, but the battle was won, and the king is grateful to ya. With your soldiering done and they've sent you home, poor Johnny, what have they done to ya? You were a hero and not to grieve over two wooden legs and an empty sleeve. They carried you home, they sat you down with a military pension and a medal from the crown. You haven't an arm, you haven't a leg, the enemy nearly slew ya. You'll have to be put with a bowl to beg. Poor Johnny, what have they done to ya? You go away, fighting for strangers, when you could be safe at home, free from all dangers. What makes
Eddie, in talking about St. Patrick's Day, you mentioned a couple places in Ireland that kind of rang a bell. One in particular, you mentioned Galway, and the other place you mentioned was where your ancestors were from?
It's the town of Rathangan. It's in Kildare. It's about a half-hour drive outside of Dublin.
Okay, now Kildare, almost everyone's heard of, but mm-hmm. not so much the other one.
No. Rathangan's a town of about 500 people. It's a wow. farming community, a lot of horses. And
to this day?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. I went there, believe it or not, 1982, my first trip to Ireland that I spent any time over there, and found that I had a long-lost cousin who was well into his 80s, who would have been my father's first cousin, and I just found this out by happenstance, by talking to people, and I was thinking that they were telling me I had a cousin here. I thought it was all wrong. When I met him, I almost fainted, Mike.
Just like your dad?
He was the image of my father. He looked more like my father than my father's brother did.
Wow.
It was absolutely amazing. And that happens a lot in Ireland. People go back and find lost relatives.
Lost relatives. There you go.
Yeah.
So this is a very small town. You said, what, about a half hour out of Dublin?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it gives everybody a little bit of an image as to where it is. And why did you write this song?
Well, it's actually a guitar piece in two sections. The first part is all me. The second part is a derivative of a standard Irish folk melody.
Okay.
So, but it's I wanted to write it the two different parts because the American me is actually speaking to the Irish me.
Uh-huh.
So that's what this melody is all about.
All right. Very appropriate for an American St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's give that a listen, then we'll take a short break and be back with more. St. Patrick's Day, everyone. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Eddie Dillon tonight on Conducting Conversations, and we've been playing American Irish music provided by Eddie Dillon. I call it that because you're American, but the music is Irish.
That is correct.
Yeah, so see how I figured that out all by myself. Well, we listened to some of your original compositions in the first segment, and this one is, we decided you can't really claim it as yours, as an original composition.
I was hoping to, but it just didn't work out that way.
Didn't work out that way. One that practically, I'm sure, everyone is aware of, Danny Boy. But this is a little bit of a different version, your version.
This is an acoustic guitar instrumental, and it's just a very simplified version of the tune. It's two guitars. I'm playing both guitars, not at the same time. But I just thought when I put this CD out, it would be nice to have a really old standard. And,
right.
And Danny Boy is, in the Irish music world, is as old as it gets.
Can't get much older than that. Now, you mentioned CD. You do have recordings that are still available online, right?
Yeah. You can go on to all the major outlets. My two CDs, Barber's Lament and Things You Wish You Said, are available on Amazon, all of them. All of them.
Now, Barber's Lament is all instrumental, right?
Yes.
But the other one is not.
No, it's all songs that I wrote.
There you go. All right, so check those out. Opportunity to perform and tour with the Clancy Brothers must have just been an amazing, amazing time in your life, going here, there, and everywhere with all of their fame involved, right?
I didn't quite realize just I mean, I sort of knew, but I didn't realize until I actually started touring with them how across the nation there are just many tens of thousands of people that were still following them and showing up for their concerts. And the very first time I played with them was in Binghamton, New York at NYU at a huge theater there. And I mean, this theater probably held 3,000 or 4,000 people, and it was nerve-wracking showing up to play the first time with in a big audience with any band, but in particular with these guys that are an institution on their own.
Right.
And the first song that we started with was one of the more recorded songs that they did. It's a song called A Jug of Punch. And this goes down with their family. Bobby and his brother Liam owned a bar in outside of their hometown called A Jug of Punch. Mm-hmm. And to start playing that on stage with them, Patty Clancy was always the singer. He started singing, and I'm standing on stage with him, and I had so many goosebumps up and down my... I'm getting goosebumps now as I'm talking about this. But it was all I could do not to just start bursting and crying, because it was such... It was such a reaction. It was just amazing.
Pleasant evening in the month of June, as I sat down with my glass and spoon, a small bird sat on an ivy bunch, and the song he sang was a jug of punch.
Radley fal the tee, me boys, radley fal the day.
What more diversion can a man desire than to sit him down by an alehouse fire, upon his knee, oh, a comely wench, and on the table the jug of punch.
Radley fal the tee, me boys, radley fal the day.
Now some drink ale and some drink wine, those lords and ladies like their claret fine, but I trade off the grapes in the bunch for just one sip from a jug of punch.
Radley fal the tee, me boys, radley fal the day.
Those learned doctors with all their art can't cure the pain that lies on the heart, but a woeful thirst you can quickly quench when you're stuck outside of a jug of punch.
Radley fal the tee, me boys, radley fal the day.
When I'm dead and lie in my grave, no marble tombstone will I crave. Just lower me down with the rope and winch, and on my heart lay a jug of punch.
Radley fal the tee, me boys, radley fal the day.
But I'm not ready for that churchyard cold. Stir up the fire and then bar the door, and all dull cares we will surely drench our glasses full from a jug of punch.
Radley fal the tee, me boys, radley fal the day. Radley fal the tee, me boys, radley fal the day. Radley fal the tee, me boys, radley fal the day.
A Eddie, the Clancy tradition lives on, as we mentioned, with Aoife. And as a matter of fact, that last recording was by...
It was the Clancy Legacy, actually, who are Robbie O'Connell, Donald Clancy, and Aoife Clancy.
Okay.
Robbie is the nephew, and cousins. They're just three cousins. So Donald is Liam Clancy's son.
There you go. So that was the next generation, if you will, that played that last tune, and this next one as well.
Yeah, this is a really cool tune. It's a very lively tune. It's called The Banks of the Roses.
The Bass of the Roses.
Banks.
I like bass better.
The Bass of the Roses.
I was going to say, what's the Bass of the Roses? The Banks of the Roses.
The Banks, yeah.
Okay, we'll listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more of St. Patrick's Day with Eddie Dillon.
On the banks of the roses, my love and I sat down, and I took out my fiddle for to play my love a tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, Johnny, lovely Johnny, would you leave me?
Oh, when I was a young girl, I heard me father say that he'd rather see me dead and buried in the clay, oh, rather than be married to any runaway by the funny sweet banks of the roses.
On the banks of the roses, my love and I sat down, and I took out my fiddle for to play my love a tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, Johnny, lovely Johnny, would you leave me?
Oh, well, I am no runaway, and soon I let you know, for I can take a bottle and leave it alone. And the man that doesn't like me can leave his daughter home, and young Johnny will go roving with another.
On the banks of the roses, my love and I sat down, and I took out my fiddle for to play my love a tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, Johnny, lovely Johnny, would you leave me?
And the meadows they are gay, and me and my true love will sit and sport and play by the bunny sweet banks of the roses.
On the banks of the roses, my love and I sat down, and I took out my fiddle for to play my love a tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, Johnny, lovely Johnny, would you leave me? On the banks of the roses, my love and I sat down, and I took out my fiddle for to play my love a tune. In the middle of the tune, oh, she sighed and she said, Johnny, lovely Johnny, would you leave?
Our St. Patrick's Day show with Eddie Dillon. I'm Mike Mano, and we have been playing music that Eddie has been involved with in some way or another, whether he's written it, performed it, or recorded it. You've done it all.
Well, the best part for me is that listening to some of my friends perform is just delightful.
There you go. And we've been listening to some of the Clancy Legacy was in that last segment. And this next segment, the final segment of our show tonight, even though it's St. Patrick's Day, we're going to listen to something that's actually going to be happening next September, I believe. You've been putting together a new album with Aoife Clancy, right?
Aoife is one of the musicians and singers that's on it. It's a self-titled album called All for a Song, and it's a series of original songs. But in terms of Irish music, a lot of my writing is heavily influenced by Irish heritage and a lot of my friends. So this first song is a song called The Water and the Wind. And it's really a children's song, but I'm joined on this song with Tom Kennedy and Joe Zajac from the Shenanigans. You'll hear Joe on his banjo and Tom singing, and it's a fun song, so let's give it a listen.
My child, I've often wondered, how did this all begin? For the apple came from the sun, the soil, the water and the wind. There's a little bit of heaven when I look there in your eyes. Your smiling face is saying you want the reason why. The sun comes up in the morning, the moon comes up at night. These PJs were too big last week and now they're feeling tight. Why does a worm have to get all wet when he wants to catch a fish? I wonder where the sparrows sleep underneath my dinner dish. My child, I've often wondered, how did this all begin? For the apple came from the sun, the soil, the water and the wind. Where do the rivers come from? Do they start as a little stream? Did a giant take a bucket of mist and turn it into steam? Do clouds live on forever? Do they fly right around the earth? Are elves on top of mushrooms? Do angels ever burp? My child, I've often wondered, how did this all begin? For the apple came from the sun, the soil, the water and the wind. A sleeping bear's not sleeping, cause the cub stayed out all night. A duckling's always worried when their mothers are out of sight. If my dog wants to lick my face, does it mean I'm feeling sad? If gas is really invisible, why does it smell so bad? My child, I've often wondered, how did this all begin? For the apple came from the sun, the soil, the water and the wind. How do you say chrysanthemum when it's an easy but I'll try? In words like Piccadilly go with ham and cheese on rye. There ought to be a place for popcorn, my most favorite thing to eat. Sometimes I put it in my socks and give my toes a treat. Butter popcorn in my shoes. Extra salt, more butter too. More, please. My child, I've often wondered, how did this all begin? For the apple came from the sun, the soil, the water and the wind. For the apple came from the sun, the soil, the water and the wind.
Sounds like a fun album that it's going to be. And Eddie, this next song is called Money and Water. And the last one was Water and the Wind. What's up with the water thing?
Well, I live near the ocean in Fairhaven. So, you know, water occasionally comes up to my house. So it's heavily influential with my writing. But, I also feel that, you know, poetically, you know, water is so rich in terms of the flow of life and the estuaries and the waves. So I've often drawn from allusions to water.
Well, there you go. All right. Well, this next one, who's on this recording?
Well, Aoife is singing some oohs in this tune with her niece, Laurie Davies, who was over last summer. And
so they're acting as the backup singers.
They're my backup singers. Okay. And kudos to both of them for helping me out.
All right. And was this written recently, or is this something that you wrote a while ago and brought back?
This song was written last year. And it's really about songwriters and performing musicians, because most people, let's face it, in America, there's probably 25 to 35 million people who consider themselves songwriters, truly. And so very few of us really make any money doing it, or, you know, get any acknowledgement. But I've been doing this now for, I hate to admit it, but going on 60 years, and I'm still plugging away, and I love doing it. I have really no choice. But this is this Money and Water is the musician / songwriter's life.
If I had it to do over, wouldn't change one thing. Don't you believe it? I'd fire up a letter just to let her know and hope she'd read it. Had a heavy heart 100 times, writing all the words in a sacred rhyme. The tide it flows, love it goes, slips through your fingers and nothing shows like money and water. Like money and water. Tried to make a living any way I could. Don't you believe it? If it had 6 strings made out of wood, you know I'd play it. Laid it in New York, up in Boston too. Every single night I sang right through. A fight in the club, a fight with the band. Double book gig, you're on again. It's done when you're home. Got a job in the day. You wanna make a living, but there's not enough pay. It's all for a song, you just don't care. It's words and music that fill your ear like money and water. Like money and water. Thank you.
Eddie, I want to thank you so much for coming in to Conducting Conversations and keeping our streak going. And you have to run out of the studio and go down to the, where are you, the Cape somewhere tonight for St. Patrick's Day?
I'm on my way to Falmouth to Liam McGuire's.
All right. And other places you're going to be playing?
I'll be in Bristol at The Nest on State Street. And they have a website. Just look it up, The Nest in Bristol, Rhode Island.
And when's that going to be?
Oh, gosh, April 12th and May 3rd.
Okay.
Another important one is the Whaling Museum with Aoife on August 2nd.
Excellent. In the meantime, you can check out Eddie's website, which is your name, correct?
EddieDillon.com.
EddieDillon.com. Can't get any simpler than that. Thanks, Eddie, so much, and wish everybody a great St. Patrick's Day, and look forward to seeing you sometime this summer, hopefully. And we'll talk about that new CD you got coming out.
I'd really appreciate it, Mike. Thanks so much.
All right, here we go with this next song. Tell us about Bridget.
Bridget Hart is my grandmother, and she died in 1918 in the flu epidemic. And the song tells its own story, so let's listen to it.
All right, thanks. And we'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
Goes down to the seaside, to Wollaston at noon. Walks to the Black River, for the tide is changing soon. She writes her woes there in the sand, watches waves take them afar. Then she speaks to me in dreams at night, the ghost of Bridget Hart. I came here late from Galway, met my husband in Boston town, moved down to the Four River where the shipyard rules the town. Now I find myself in City Square, strolling up to Old Penn's Hill. I look for all the shipyard cranes, but they're not working still. Just a sea of cars, a museum, no ship there to depart. Just the line of long-lost workers, says the ghost of Bridget Hart. I've seen children chasing angels, round the fairy rings they play. I've seen currents off the clatter as the storm drove up the bay. Shared a cup of tea with loved ones, and we'd cry when they depart. Falling sails off the horizon, says the ghost of Bridget Hart. Been on the Wren, I sang for coal. I dressed up in disguise. I braved the seas to bear you, fell in love with your blue eyes. Though I wander here without you, never meant our love to part. For it's you, my child, I'm missing, says the ghost of Bridget Hart. Down to the seaside, to Wollaston at noon. Walks to the Black River, for the tide is changing soon. She writes her woes there in the sand, watches waves take them afar. Then she speaks to me in dreams at night, ghost of Bridget Hart. I was traveling today from Fenway, when I passed through Quincy Town. I thought of my grandmother, 'cause she's laid here in this ground. If I could mend her bones, I'd raise her, she could hold me in her arms. Instead, I'll meet her in my dreams. The gentle soul of Brigitte. Instead, I'll meet her in my dreams. Gentle soul of Bridget Hart.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.